We're back. You're listening to This Talk, where Believing is Seeing Radio. I'm Tom Gokenauer.
And I'm Beck Bamberger. Good morning.
It's great to have you back.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a great half, second half of the show, that's for sure. So we're going to be talking with John McLean from the Sophia Hotel. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Beck. Oh, gosh. I mean, just a transformation story right here, just from the Pickwick Hotel to now what is now the Sophia, just an absolute jewel in the middle of downtown. Congratulations on everything that's been going on there. So what has been one of the biggest challenges in me opening the Sophia?
Well, the Sophia Hotel, and I appreciate that, and Beck had mentioned something about saving money to spend money in hotels downtown, to stay in a hotel downtown. Sophia is a success story. It's a success story for guests coming in. We're actually considered a mid-priced hotel in downtown, mm-hmm. although it's brand new on the inside. The building's been there for 80 years. Mm-hmm. So it's a historic Hotel of America. It's a in the National Trust there. It's built in 1926, totally new on the inside. Our prices, our room rates are actually mid-priced for downtown, which is unusual. You'll see something... some of our competitors, you'll be spending $200 more a night for similar accommodations. And so we think we've got a successful business model, and so far it's been well received. You can log on to citysearch.com and just read some of the best of. We won 5 categories, which is unheard of.
Wow.
So being open 6 months, it's really been a success story.
And you're right on the row of on Broadway, where now there's just... You started with the Grand on that one side, you got the West End, and now you guys, and it's just a nice line. And right next, of course, to the convention center, it's a prime spot for people to stay. And I don't know if there always was so much for people to stay affordably so close to the downtown area, to the convention.
Correct. Yeah. And I think guests appreciate the location there. It's about a 12-minute walk to the convention center. I do it in 12 minutes, and I'm in no shape whatsoever, so I think that's great. The location of Horton Plaza is convenient for shopping. We've got some shopping packages coming online too. And then the Gas Lamp Quarter. You're not in the Gas Lamp staying there. So, if you want to leave at midnight on the weekend, you can come back. It's a little quieter. And so we're 2 blocks from the Gas Lamp too. So great location.
You've stopped up and you've got, definitely the opening of the restaurant downstairs coming very soon. Talk about that a little bit and, what you see for that.
Currents, isn't it about to be called?
There's a new restaurant called Current opening up at the Sophia Hotel. And Jonathan Pfluger is the chef. He's been at, he's star of the Sea Room. He's executive chef there and also Russian Tea Room in New York. So he's bringing a real flair to food. He's very passionate about it. It's going to be American Brasserie, and there's some bistro seating outdoors as well. But it's a brand new restaurant being built, and the decor and ambiance that's going to be created there is unbelievable. So I think that's going to really enhance the Sophia stay. In addition to the restaurant, we have great amenities there. We've got a yoga studio there, 24-hour yoga studio. We've got a fitness center. We've got a business center that's complimentary for guests as well.
And you were talking about the high-def conference.
We've got some meeting facilities. Yes, we've got some meeting facilities there. We're the only facility downtown San Diego that offers high-definition global video conferencing. We've got two meeting rooms, including executive boardroom, that we can do those services from. So,
and just being right down next to the courthouse, I'm sure that comes in handy.
Yes, we've had some attorneys use that as well.
And spa treatments and more?
We have a dedicated spa treatment room. You can get a variety of massage, herbal wraps, facials, body treatments. So,
nice.
So it's kind of a it is. I think you mentioned it, Tom. We appreciate that. It's kind of a gem in downtown San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a special place. It's a historic building. It's beautiful on the inside. It's been so well received. The rooms are excellent. We've got flat screen TVs in them, brand new pillow top mattresses. So you're getting a new, brand new hotel when you arrive inside.
Describe why Sophia? Why the Sophia Hotel? Is there any reasoning for
that? Well, we rebranded. Sophia is a new brand,
and from
the Pickwick Hotel. So it is a complete 180-degree turn from what was there. With a new brand, usually you need to throw a lot of money at it, advertise
yes,
it, either locally, regionally, or nationally. We've been able to do that. We market through the internet. It's very powerful. We have guests coming in from England, from Middle East, from everywhere, and we want to know how they found out. Well, we read a review on Expedia.com and said the hotel was great, so we just booked it. So the power of the internet really is helping us attract international
guests. And the consumer
guests,
advocate who you'll find that a lot of those reviews and such are written because, A, it was a great, great experience they want to tell everybody, or B, it was a bad experience and they want to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. So you usually don't hit the, it was okay. You hit the high points, and if you do, right. then it's very compelling.
I've been amazed, and I've been working hotels for a long time, and our owner is actually the name Sophia. Came from our co-partners who own the hotel,
okay.
Ken Winslow and Harky Park. Ken Winslow's granddaughter's name is Sophia.
Oh.
And the name Sophia really has an international...
allure to it,
Yeah, it has an international allure. And people like it. We kind of personify the hotel a lot using the name, and it works. And the feel of the hotel, the ambiance, and then the level of service that we offer. Guests, I've never seen guests so happy. They love the hotel, and they want to talk about it, and the referrals. So that's why we're so successful, I think, kind of like probably like Filippi's as well. The referrals is is where you're going to be successful. So.
And then you have now joined the Historic Hotels of America, right?
Correct. Correct.
And what does that do for you?
Historic, you can go on historichotelsofamerica.org, and there's 200 and I think 26 hotels, luxury hotels in that collection. And in every state, there's actually, they do marketing for us. They have their own website. You can actually make reservations on that through that website, members.
Neat.
So. And it tells a story about unique places to stay. And there's a large segment of the population, I think 80 million, that actually like to stay in hotels that have some historic significance and feel like they're in a special place.
Mm. God, it always feels like you bring yourself back to the days. Like, especially, I mean, looking at the building, which you had mentioned earlier when we were talking, is Gothic. I mean, it's a beautiful brick building downtown. And now it's got the big black banners. It's just got such charm to it. So you're definitely right on.
What is the story, or what is kind of the, in the nutshell, story of what was the Pickwick and now the Sophia? But when people ask and say, well, why is it historic?
Well, it's, I think Art Linkletter used to broadcast from there. KGB, that's where their radio broadcast headquarters were. So in 1926, that was, it's been there a long time, but the Pickwick Partners bought the hotel about 20 years ago. And so they feel that downtown San Diego is the right opportunity to renovate the hotel. In 2005, they decided, and it's really just a revitalization of downtown's West End, and we're seeing it right now. And so the reason we're so popular, I think, is because we're priced well, and then the value. We really want guests to come in and go, wow, this is, we really feel like we got a value, we're coming back.
Instead of course.
We're going to charge you $400 tonight because we have two rooms left to sell. We don't operate like that. We operate consistently. Our pricing strategy is not like you see in the airlines. You'll pay $200 for a ticket. Next week you'll call, it's $900 for the same flight. So we want consistency. We want people to know that they're going to get the best value downtown, we feel, and the best value for their stay downtown San Diego.
Beck, I think we need to take a vacation in our own city. I really do.
I agree. And in fact, I did that. Gosh, it was only last weekend, but it's amazing to be a tourist in your own town. We stayed at the Marriott on the water because I had a free room night stay, and it's just, yes, you're a native, yes, you live here, but when you're staying in a hotel and you're walking to Seaport Village and you're walking everywhere and you're just in the throngs with the tourists, you are transported. And it's just, that was really a long, long weekend for me, and I thought, well, it was only one night that we stayed, but it's just interesting how much you do just get into another zone or something when you're doing a vacation. And downtown is such a place to vacation, too.
Well, so, and speaking of the weekend, I'm sure you're gearing up this weekend for Comic-Con. Are you guys just absolutely booked?
We're completely sold out.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. We contracted with the convention center, which they've loved doing business with us now. The convention center needs more mid-priced hotels. They're doing a great job attracting citywide conventions. We're trying to keep Comic-Con in San Diego.
Yes.
And we want to continue to offer great value so that these conventions we're attracting from everywhere else, which, of course, they spend their money in restaurants and retail stores everywhere. We want them to keep coming to San Diego. So.
Wasn't it a couple billion that because of conventions that gets pumped into our city just from the hotel tax, of course, but then just the spending on activities and food and all those things. So it's a huge, huge thing for the city. Really
on the cluster development of other businesses around us is working. So we have Comic-Con. That's a great and you'll see people walking downtown.
Well, I heard yesterday it was already packed.
It's going to be an interesting weekend.
Yeah certainly.
People are just starting to pour into San Diego.
What do people ask you when they're tourists? They come to the concierge desk because we live here. We don't maybe explore as much as we should or do. What are some of the common things that people ask for? I'm interested.
Well, I know Tom was a former concierge. He could probably answer that better than anybody.
The correct answer is Felipe's.
It'll be current and Felipe's.
There you go.
But they you'd be surprised. Anything. I mean, anything and everything. Some people come here from other countries with nothing, no plans, no idea what to do, and so they'll need places to eat, shop.
Things to do.
Yeah, beaches, directions. Tours are very popular, so all that. So we'll set them up with tickets to SeaWorld, the zoo, and there's so much to do here that you can't do everything in a week.
Oh no, you can't.
So,
no.
Well, that's just got to be amazing too. Just your location in general. I mean, you could just walk right down the street to the Broadway Pier, and there you are in Coronado.
Yes.
And then you're.
You can go to the Midway. You can go to
Horn
Plaza.
20 minutes from Tijuana or East County or North County, La Jolla. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're everywhere. Oh, and the trolley line's right there,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
I didn't even think about that.
Perfect.
Wow. Yeah, people that even come here to play golf. You know, we're a golfing mecca. But they want to stay downtown. They want to play golf and come back downtown, go to the gas lamp at night, not have to drive or take a cab home. And same with local residents.
Yeah.
They want to park their car and go to the gas lamp and walk back to the hotel. And it's a great experience.
So what have you seen as the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome with the opening of the hotel?
Well, one of the rewarding things, and I think for the owners and will agree 100%, is that the employees that were working at the Pickwick all stayed on through the project and actually helped with the renovation. They worked. It was an unbelievable experience. So the pride that they have now going back to their regular jobs, cleaning rooms, working on maintenance, checking people in, is just unreal after they were working on this construction project. So that's been a really rewarding experience for everybody, and in particular the owners and the general manager, I'm sure, are just really, really proud.
What a removal of a headache, too, when you don't need to worry about staffing an entire enterprise and a whole hotel when you have the people who have been there who want to stay there and just see you through the whole process. That is a big testament.
Correct. You have a core group of dedicated people that are just once the training at different service level are really have made the Sophia success today. So that's been very rewarding. I don't think it's challenges. I mean, restoring an 80-year-old building is certainly from a construction standpoint, unbelievable challenges.
And,
you just have to hand it to the partners. They contracted. They were general contractors. So they did a great job.
Before we have to go to commercial, I definitely want to throw out your website and also phone number, if you can go ahead and get
that. Yeah, I did want to plug, too, that we are a pet-friendly hotel. And we've even got a package, a Pampered Paws package for your dogs.
So your phone number on how to get a contact?
It is toll-free 800-826-0009, and our website's www.thesophiahotel.com. That's SOFIA.
John McClain from the Sophia Hotel, www.thesophiahotel.com. You're listening to BizTalk. We're going to be right back, Beck.
Yeah, sounds good.
Coming on.